Ladies and gentlemen, today, Tuesday, February 23rd, special edition podcast coming to you from the recording studio in the Yost Mansion. Today, it is just me, just Yost. For those of you that don't know, Todd and I recorded a podcast this weekend, and about 2 hours in, roughly 2 hours, we discovered that after some sort of computer glitch or something, none of it saved. Yeah. Pretty disappointing. So we decided to either call an audible and try and record something together this week or do something. And Todd is actually a working man. He's working hard out there, driving in some horrible weather across the great state of Wyoming. So he's not able to join me. But you know what? I thought to myself, I would like to get something out there. Listeners have been jumping up quite a bit, and I just felt it wouldn't be right to take a week off. So here we are today. Today, for those of you that know me, I'm calling it Story Time with Yost. Okay? I'm going to keep it short. I don't really want to jump into too much. I don't want to get too random. I don't want to get too deep. I just want to hit a few things. The inaugural Story Time with Yost, I think, is going to start out with probably one of the, if you were to list five things that describe me, right? This has got to be on that list. My love for Taco Bell. Okay. Yes, there's some other great qualities about me, but we all know my love for Taco Bell runs deep. And so today, I kind of wanted to tell a couple stories. I want to say funny stories. Maybe they're not funny, but there are interesting interactions I've had at Taco Bell through the years. I also have a little spin on the rank list that we do on the normal show. Might throw it in here at the end. We'll see. So my history with Taco Bell kind of starts back right around college. My hometown, Todd's hometown, Du Bois, did not have a fast food restaurant in it. We didn't even have a stoplight. I mean, I could probably count on my hands the stop signs we had in that town. What? We have like three legit paved roads. You know, one going down Main, one going down to the elementary school. I don't know. Haven't been there in a while. But we didn't have fast food. In fact, most of the restaurants closed pretty dang early. You could get a nice frozen pizza from one of the bars if you're feeling froggy enough. Whatever. So, I had a limited experience with fast food. Yeah, we went a couple times during high school to the neighboring town, Riverton, but for the most part, didn't have much experience. When I got to Casper College, I realized, hey, nobody can tell me when I can't eat food, right? I mean, that's probably the downfall of me right there. And that's also when I realized that fast food gets expensive quickly. So I'm in Casper, and I find my love for Taco Bell. It's open late. It's the fourth meal, right? It's the fourth meal. I remember specifically jumping around a little bit. I had an old job where I would work really late hours. Most of the time I'm getting done at midnight, 1 in the morning, whatever it is. And I would always, and when I say always, I mean always, 5 days a week, stop by Taco Bell and get my usual. Now, during this time of my life was probably the heaviest I've been, and I'm getting, kid you not, $20 worth of Taco Bell for myself every time. No, not even blinking at that amount of food, right? I mean, I'm just knocking it down. There was a night where these people had to know me, like, really well at this point. They see me all the time. So, there's a night where I go through the drive-thru, and I'm extra hungry. When I'm extra hungry, it's going to be a lot. So in my mind, I'm like, man, I don't really want to order twice. I don't want to do two separate orders, you know? That was the first thing. Like, hey, I could do two separate orders, make it seem like I'm ordering for somebody else. Seemed like a good idea. No, I didn't do that. I didn't even swallow my pride and, you know, just get the $20 worth of food. I think on this night, I probably spent $35 on Taco Bell. Now, to get around that, the genius of me was I just pretended like I was ordering for somebody else, or I was, I, Okay, let me be honest with you. I pretended to be on the phone while I was in the drive-thru, talking to nobody, mind you. Like, I'm just holding the phone up to my ear. And I do my order. Yeah, give me 12 of those. Give me 3 of those. Give me 2 of those. You know, whatever. And then me on the phone, they can hear me. I'm like, okay, now what did you want? I even went as far as ordering 2 drinks, dog. Because I figured the people inside are gonna be like, holy cow, this guy is a problem. He's single-handedly keeping us open, but he's a problem. So with that being said, I ordered 2 drinks. And that made me feel better knowing that those people that I never will run into probably ever thought, hey, this guy's not fat. He's just feeding a family of 5, but only got 2 drinks. I've done this at Wendy's. I've done this at McDonald's. Dang it, what did they want? They wanted, let me get one of these. They wanted this. Or, hey, I am going to do 2 separate orders. You know, I got 2 orders, but little do they know they're both for me. So I digress. I have a problem with Taco Bell. In fact, in my college years, I found myself at Taco Bell quite a few times, 1:30, 2 in the morning. You know, come to any conclusion you want there. Here's a story of one of my favorite interactions in Taco Bell. It's late, right? We're at the fourth meal hour. I go through the Taco Bell drive-thru in Laramie, Wyoming at this time. Taco Bell might have been the only place that was open during this time, besides the sketchy Wendy's that was on the other side of the train tracks. Shout out West Laramie. But I went to Taco Bell. Line is super long. This Taco Bell was notorious for running out of tacos, like the shells, the beef, you know, whatever it would be. They ran out of that stuff all the time. So the line's super long. It's a nice night out. I'm just listening to some music, got my window down. Got a line of cars behind me. I pull up to the window. We've all been there. Hey guys, could you hold on a second? That's what they say to you in the voice thingy. And I said, yeah, no problem. I'd say a good 5 minutes goes by and I still haven't heard anything. So now you're kind of juggling, like, do I say, hey, anybody there? Or excuse me, did you guys forget about me? Which I don't recommend doing. But here's what happened. I'm like waiting. The cars behind me are piling up. In fact, there's no cars in front of me anymore. So I'm genuinely thinking, like, hey, somebody forgot about me. I wait a few minutes. Then this voice in the line pops out of nowhere and says, hey, fat ass, take your order and get out of the way. We're starving. Right? That's what I was told. Hey, fat ass, get the order in so we can get going and get home. This guy did not know me. How did he know I was fat? I'm sitting in my car. There's no way to know. He was under the assumption I was taking forever ordering. So I could have went 2 ways with this. Hey, you know what? You know, middle finger, all that stuff. Being upset, being at Taco Bell at 2 in the morning. You know, obviously I'm in a weird mindset. I just looked out my window and I said, hey, buddy, they told me to wait. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. This guy goes, hey, man, I'm sorry. I blew up. I'm just hungry. I mean, if there's not a better interaction at a Taco Bell drive-thru at like 2 in the morning, 2 guys starving, just tired of waiting, and we came, we met in the middle. We didn't have to fight each other. We didn't have to yell. We just met in the middle, and we solved our problems, right? That Laramie drive-thru, man, I have a good friend, Casey, who doesn't eat Taco Bell, and I've only ever seen him eat Taco Bell when he's had a few adult beverages, and I don't think the next morning he could tell the difference between the hangover or the Taco Bell he had the night before. But either way, been in the drive-thru with him a bunch of times. One of my good friends, Mike, same thing. We've been in the drive-thru quite a few times. A funny story about him, actually, is in Casper. We've all been in those drive-thrus where there's like a barricade on the side, so you're trapped. Like if a car ends up behind you can't go anywhere. You're trapped in that line until you can get all the way through. And during this time of my life, I actually didn't drink. I was not a drinker. I was a great DD though. And I had picked up Mike and a few other people and I said, hey, man, we got to get some Taco Bell. Mike loved Taco Bell just as much as I did. So I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm never going to turn down Taco Bell. Let's go. We get into line and it's another one of those taken forever kind of nights, right? So long that the guy in the back seat passed out, falls asleep. Mike is in the passenger seat. He falls asleep. Now, mind you, I'm just tired. No drinks in the system, nothing like that. I just wanted Taco Bell. I wanted a chicken quesadilla with extra jalapeno sauce. We sat in this line, and I'm like five cars at this point back from the actual like sign where you order, and I fell asleep. I genuinely fell asleep. Foot on the brake. I might even thrown it in park, you know, whatever. But I fell asleep. Three guys sitting in a Pontiac Grand Prix, just knocked out, lights out, right? It's like 2:30 in the morning. I get woken up by a horn honking, like a meep, you know what I mean? I like kind of jolt awake a little bit, and I look and see that there's nobody in front of me anymore. Like, I don't know how long I've been asleep. Nobody else woke up. I wake up, the whole line is empty. I'm talking right to the road. Nobody's in line. And I'm like two cars back from the order menu. So I look at the guys and I'm like, they're not even awake. I'm tired. I just drove past and all the way through the line and just left. We went home. How many people behind me were screaming mad that they were waiting behind me for who knows how long? Honk the horn, and then this guy just comes out in a deep sleep and drives straight through the Taco Bell drive-thru right out under the highway. We're gone. Didn't even get food that night. In fact, I'm pretty sure I remember, we get home, poke Mike, poke the other kid. They just walk inside, completely forgot what the plan was. You know what I mean? So I rarely go through a Taco Bell drive-thru at a normal hour. I don't really go through, maybe in the morning once in a while. Sometimes I sneak over on lunch before the crowd hits. But like most of the time it's at night. I'm fourth meal in it for sure. Shout out real quick to Seth Hamilton. God, I keep saying your last name. I don't know why. Shout out to Seth. He's a Taco Bell regular just like I am. After one of our late night games, everybody's clearing out of the gym. Boom, car right in front of me. Seth. You know, just the guy that I can count on him, just like I can count on me. We're both getting that fourth meal after a hard game. Granted, he worked a lot harder because he played a game and I just sat and took some stats. But either way, that guy knows a Taco Bell just like I do. I got a lot of stories related to Taco Bell, but I don't even know where to begin. So maybe this becomes a normal thing, right? I would be curious, people that are listening, following the social media accounts, shout out your fast food funny stories, right? I think that'd be kind of interesting. I don't know where the story time with Yost is going to take us at any point. It's still going to probably be as random as the Throw It in the Ocean podcast. And this isn't going to be a separate thing. This might be a thing I just throw up every once in a while. Try and keep it like 30 minutes. We're in, we're out, right? But just thought I'd share a couple of those stories. I got more, but I'm tempted to jump into this rank that I'd kind of come up with. Todd and I have ranked a lot of things so far, and we've done a lot of things together. We have a lot of similar likes. The one area I think we differ the most in is music, though. And so one of the things that I've been toying with is like, hey, I really like our rank list, but I don't know if I were to jump into top five rock bands, you know, top five rappers, top five lo-fi. If you're listening to this in my classroom, you know the lo-fi's on. We already got you. We just don't have that similar taste, so I don't think it would mesh well. Just like if he picked oldies songs, like I really don't know a lot of oldies songs. So today, on the story time with Yost, we're wrapping it up. That was a pun. That was a great pun. We're wrapping it up with the top 10 rappers. Yost's top 10 rappers. Okay, this list is going to trigger a lot of you. If you don't listen to rap, you'll have no idea who I'm talking about, okay? If you do listen to rap and like you're in high school, maybe new into college, whatever it is, and most of your catalog starts with Lil in front of the rapper's name, I'm sorry. Like we're on a different wavelength. And I'll be honest with you, I don't really have an order for this, but I will tell you that all these 10 rappers are my go-to guys. They are music that I grew up with, or they're music that has gotten me through a tough time, and I'm going to break them down. I'm not going to just say some names and move on. I'm at 15 minutes. I'm going to take this 15 minutes, and here we go. Top 10 rappers. And I'm saying top 10, but I don't really want to put them in order, right? This one hurts. This one hurts to say. But I love Drake. I maybe I don't love Drake, but I like Drake. He's got the formula figured out, guys. He puts out good hits that are popular on the radio. They're easy to digest. They've got great beats. You know what I mean? Everybody knows every lyric, right? He does a lot of collabs with some great people too. He lets new and upcomers hop on with him. I like Drake a lot. And he's on my top 10. Any old heads listening right now, like, this list is going to make you mad too. Because I don't really like old rap. And there is one person I left off on this that is probably going to trigger quite a few people as well. We'll get to that though. So we're at Drake. Okay. I'm going from my list that I wrote this. I'm going up. So there's no rank. Maybe I'll say my top, but whatever. Joyner Lucas. Joyner Lucas is also on this list. I like his style. I like his music. A lot of times he's got music with a message, which I'm not a big fan of. But he's lyrically super clever. And honestly, a lot of the people that are on my list are, I would say, really lyrical. And that's the style of rap that I like. I love a good beat just as much as the next guy. But I love clever lyrics. I love lyrics that are like, have some depth to them. They're not just, Lil Pump saying the same word 10 times in a row and then thinking he's a rapper. So no shout out to Lil Pump. Big Sean. I got Big Sean on here. I love some Big Sean. Some of his older stuff, super good, consistent. And I just know, like, I could put him on and, like, just let him play. And, like, there's not many songs I don't enjoy. I got Post Malone on here. Okay. Post Malone. I know he's kind of like in this weird area of rap sometimes, but God, the guy just puts out hits. He just knows what he's doing. This next one, two, three, four, wait, one, two, three, four, five, six. These are big for me. These are top notch guys. The next one, Kanye West. Okay. I'm not talking Kanye with Lil Pump. You know, that song he put out with those weird suits, that was wild. I don't like that Kanye. Old Kanye, man. Like, not even like his older stuff is great, but even like, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that Kanye is super good. I love hearing it on the bus, on the way back from games. It's a good vibe. Coming up next is Lil Wayne. He's going to be the only Lil that is on my list. Lil Wayne, love him. Like, lyrically insane. To the point where sometimes his lyrics don't even make sense. But he's got some huge hits that everybody knows. Love those, right? But he's got some slower songs that he just, a lot of emotion. He's got a cool story. I love the fact that, like, you know, from what I've heard, he doesn't even write stuff down. He just gets in the booth and just goes. I love that. And to be that clever. Up next, J. Cole. Like, if he's not on your list, don't even talk to me, right? J. Cole's insane. I don't need anything else. J. Cole's insane. Okay. I'm going to jump ahead, rearrange my list a little bit, because the last two are super important to me. Number three, Kendrick Lamar. I just think he's another one of those lyrical geniuses. He can put out hits when he needs to. I mean, he can get everybody from diehard rap fans to listen to brand new white kids that are just the first time they've ever heard a rap song. They love his music, right? He puts out great beats, great lyrics. And some of his older stuff is just insane front to back. As I'm listening, or as I'm doing this podcast, I always put music on in my headset. I am currently listening to this person, and I do this a lot while I do the podcast, but I'm listening to the next man on my list, Mac Miller. Camrellum, you know what I'm saying? I remember listening to him a long time ago, not trying to be a hipster and be like, I heard him before he was famous. That's not true. But Mac Miller, you know, a lot of his music's great. Some of his stuff towards the end was super sad, and obviously the way everything ended out, that's kind of tough. But he's a good hang. He's a good just vibe music, nice and easy to listen to. Good emotion in his songs, lyrically great as well. Shout out Mac Miller. My last one, and like I said, this isn't in an order, but this, you know, Kid Cudi is right up there with me. And unfortunately, some of his newer stuff is not great. That's why this isn't my number one guy, but he is on the list. Some of his newer stuff is not great, but I do love his older stuff, his mixtapes. Man on the Moon was an amazing album. And to be honest with you, that album, when I was in my sad boy hours during a certain time of my life, that album got me through a lot. And as cringy as that might sound to some people, like, we've all have that song or that music that means a lot to us, that album or whatever. And that Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon, some of his early mixtape stuff, it just absolutely important to me. So that was 10, right? Drake, Joyner, Big Sean, Post Malone, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, J. Cole, Kendrick, Mac Miller, Kid Cudi. Okay. If you don't agree with my list, I'm going to be honest with you. That's fine. We're allowed to have different artists that we like. But if you come at me with like Blueface or Lil Pump or Lil Xan, anybody, we have issues. We have issues right off the bat. But no, you know, no hate. Everybody likes their own thing, right? I don't get why we really need to like, I don't listen to those guys, but I don't hate them. And I don't hate you for listening to them, right? So it's just, yeah, don't hate my list. I'm not going to hate your list. Shout out to Bobby Shmurda, by the way. You know, just got out. Big day. One hit wonder. Another one I love, T Grizzly. First Day Out is like one of the greatest songs to be written. So shout out to T Grizzly and Bobby Shmurda. Yeah, of course they're listening, right? Hey guys, I appreciate the growth of the podcast has seen. I would love to shout out a bunch of people, but holy cow, I forget who it is most of the time. I'm talking Seth, Dawson, Brody, James, Vance, Revan, Josh, Andre's out there. Gosh, I know I'm missing a ton of people, right? Dawson, Dalton, I mean, Dalton, I know you're out there. I appreciate everybody, right? The growth has been fun. I love that people listen to the show. I love that it's an easy listen. The fact that it happens to just be the same amount of time for a high school class, you know, I'm up in the air about that. Like, hey, pay attention to your teachers, right? But I don't really mind the fact that you are willing to let me hang out in your ears, let me and Todd hang out in your ears for random conversations. I appreciate everybody a ton for the listens. Hey, this is new to me. The podcast world's new to me. The story time with Yost, the solo podcast, it's new to me. So if it wasn't great, let me know. I mean, I'm fine with that. I don't take offense to those things. If we want more, let's do more. I'd love to have Todd do some solo stuff too, right? It's a growing process. We want to put out content for everybody as much as we can, and we appreciate the feedback. With that being said, we want more feedback, guys. Throw it in the ocean pod on Instagram. Go give it a follow. Dude, we're at 71 followers right now. How are we not? We're getting a ton of streams, but we're only at 71 followers. I guess we're just not shouting out the Instagram very much. Please go follow the Throw It in the Ocean pod on Instagram. Leave us comments on the pictures. Leave us freaking slide into our DMs. You know, let us know what you want us to talk about. Do you want more stories from us? Do you want some random topic, conspiracy theories, whatever it is, guys? Just let us know what you want. Throw It in the Ocean pod on Instagram. Last person to shout out, Todd. Wish you were here, buddy. Get home safe. Hopefully everything's going well with you on the drive. It's weird doing this without you, but I did want to get some content out, and I hope this is received well, right? That's all we can hope. So let's keep the momentum going. It's Tuesday, my dudes. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Let's head into the weekend with a little bit of momentum. Stay warm, everybody. Until next time, this is Storytime with Yost. Talk to you guys soon.